Hey Broncos country, I'm Gia. This is my third season as a Denver Broncos cheerleader. Performing at the Super Bowl itself was something that, you know, we will all cherish for the rest of our lives. It was different to be performing in front of lots of fans. They weren't necessarily just Broncos or Panthers fans, but it was fans of the NFL in general. And as the game was starting for Super Bowl 50, they brought out all of the previous Super Bowl MVPs. And that was something that was really special because it united everybody together, all of the NFL, and it wasn't just, you know, the Broncos versus the Panthers. Outside of cheering, I love to be outside, outdoors, and especially climbing mountains. You know, I think it's part of this whole Colorado lifestyle, and when I see a mountain, I have this desire to just stand on top of it. And this year, Romy and myself are going to climb Kilimanjaro, one of the seven summits. It's the tallest freestanding mountain in the world and the tallest mountain in Africa. The best gift I ever received was my dog, Denver. My old boss actually gave me Denver. It was a sales goal, and obviously I'm so competitive, I beat the sales goal, and I got my puppy. My first concert was the Backstreet Boys. It was actually a surprise. My mom picked me up from dance and gave me an envelope, and inside the envelope were, you know, the tickets to Backstreet Boys. Backstreet, all right. Being a Denver Broncos cheerleader means being a champion on and off the field. I think that when you're wearing the uniform and when you're not, you're representing the Denver Broncos, and you have this really unique opportunity to make a difference in people's lives.